Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, gents and persons, theys, he theys, she theys, everybody, this is an all-inclusive podcast. It is your boy, the Fasting Pharaoh, Craig. Hi, how are you? Long time no talk. I cannot believe I'm still here. What a pleasant surprise that has been. It has been tumultuous. I don't have a good word to describe what has been going on currently, but it has been wild. What an insane series of events. Everything from plague, January 6th. I don't even remember the last time I recorded a podcast. I've actually just been doing TikToks. I have a raucous TikTok where all I do is post the dumbest shit for my own personal amusement and for the amusement of hopefully one or two other people. I wanted to start creating content again. I wanted to start getting back to something that I'm passionate about and love doing, which is talking a lot of garbage to as big of an audience as I can. I have dumb things to say, and I want to subject a bunch of innocent people, victims, to that. So I'm just really happy to start talking again, man. There's been so much, so many things. First things first, I am changing the name. I am dropping the Fast King, as in the Fasting King, to just King. I think the Fasting King is that's a bit pretentious, don't you think? I'm going to go back to just being just King Pharaoh. King Pharaoh. That's it. That's it. Just a humble vaudevillian king sitting upon his office chair throne, waxing poetic into the microphone for no other purpose than his own personal amusement. I think that is the direction that I want to go in. I would like to get paid to do this permanently because the corporate life be not lit. Yeah, that corporate life been smashing your boy, dog. That's actually one of the main reasons why I haven't been recording or creating any content whatsoever. I haven't worked on any art. I haven't edited no photos. I haven't done anything in order to fulfill my soul because corporate America is trying to murder me. I think when last I spoke with you guys, I was back into the office, somewhat full-time, and just, they don't, boy, you really are just a number to corporate America. Like, they really don't give a fuck about you, like, at all. I probably shouldn't be cursing. I'm trying to clean it up. That's the next thing. I think I spoke about that on this podcast before, that I wanted to stop cursing so much because it doesn't play well to the advertisers whose dicks I want to suck. I probably shouldn't have said that either. Oh, well, it's too late. I'll edit it in post. No, I won't. I'm lazy. No, it is working in this corporate environment. They had everyone come back to the office, and they're like, everyone come back in. And it's just like, why? Why are you making us come back in? We don't need to be in. We've been doing our jobs from home for the past 2 years with no problems whatsoever. The company's more profitable than it's ever been. Why do you need us back in the office? And they're like, well, you have to support the corporate culture. Like, what culture? The open air, like, luncheons? Like, do you remember some of the wild nonsense we used to get up to back in corporate America pre-COVID? Do you remember eating birthday cake that everyone had breathed on? Yeah, the open air birthday cake just sitting in the dead center of the goddamn kitchen. Like, everyone's just like huffing and puffing on it, and you're just getting a piece of that delicious lung cake that's sitting on the kitchen counter, man. And it's just, it's like we're past that, you know? Everyone was working from home, and it wasn't fine. People were scared. They were terrified. A lot of people, because we didn't know what we were doing, because, you know, Trump tossed a book out on pandemic response, so nobody had a clue what was happening. A lot of people, like, temporarily lost their jobs, and they were all just kind of floundering, and nobody knew what to do. And we saw all these other governments who were taking care of their people, giving them stimulus checks and taking care of them, you know, getting them food deliveries, making sure that they were taken care of. Nope, not the American government. Just an absolute dog and pony shit show. But we adjusted. We found a way. We survived. It took a lot. But we survived, even without the help of the American government, who gave us a piddling $2,400. Oh, no, not $2,400. That's almost a down payment on a 2014 Corolla. Wow. Such money, great wealth. We survived. And not only did we survive, we started to reconnect with the things that we knew were important. Reconnecting with our family, reconnecting with our friends, reconnecting with the things that bring us joy and happiness. We started to reconnect. I wrote a book. I wrote a book. Cooning, The Black American Guide to Surviving in America. Of course, your boy Craig, the original big-ass nigga on a scooter drinking Capri Sun, would write a book. I feel like that tagline alone is enough to get some book sales, but, you know, I digress. But I wrote a book. I was able to reconnect because I was working from home, and I was able to get my time back. We all found out that money is not what's most valuable. Money is not what you are compensated in. It is time. They steal time from you. It takes time to wake up before you're ready. Before you're ready to wake up, to wake up by an alarm. It takes time for you to get dressed. It takes time for you to make that bleary-eyed cup of lukewarm coffee sludge that you let slither down your throat as you try and blink away the midnight dreams you were having 5 minutes ago. Time. It takes time to walk down your stairs, time to get into your car, time to get into traffic, time to stay in traffic, time to walk to your company door, and then time to sit there and commiserate on the miserable existence of having the fluorescent lights reveal to you everything that is ugly in your life. It takes time. So much time. You sit there and pretend to work as your boss walks past you, but in the meantime, you are staring at your smartwatch, you're staring at your cell phone, you're staring at the clock on the computer, wondering when you'll be released from this wallpapered hell. What's it all for? What's it all worth? Are you bringing home the bacon? Are your kids grateful for that bacon? Would they rather have daddy at home? Would they rather have mommy at home? That's what they're taking from you. It's time. They take so much of your time. And you don't get it back. That time's gone permanently. But you gotta come in. You gotta support that corporate culture. You gotta support the corporate culture. What are you doing if you weren't supporting corporate culture? You gotta get in there. That sniff was inappropriate. You guys probably think I do cocaine. I don't do cocaine. I have a heart condition. As far as I know, congestive heart failure can be aggravated by the use of cocaine. But. Nah, there's no but. I wouldn't. Actually, I don't know. I'm afraid of what I'd be on drugs. Like, I'm doing this off the top of the nose. As you can already tell, none of this is scripted. I'm just talking shit out of my ass. I gotta stop cursing. Sorry. I'm lowering my tone. Like I said, I'm trying to control my tone. And also, I have this really, really nice mic that I bought. It's a mic with a mic stand, and it's got a stabilizer on it. Oh, my God. My voice sounds so buttery. maybe I'll start doing some voice acting. Boy. Oh, sorry. I apologize. I was playing God of War, and I finished it. It was really awesome. What a great game. More games like that, please. More games. More games like that. Yes, I like games where you are strong, and instead of using your strength to just destroy everything, you use your strength for what really matters. That's protecting those who aren't as strong as you. I'm okay with that. I'm all right with that. It's all right. It's cool. Going back to the corporate subject, yeah, time. They take time from you, and they have no appreciation for the value of your time. None. No appreciation. Like, we already know. Everyone in the office knows not a single one of them need to be there in order to actually do their jobs. But they make you come in anyways. You gotta come in. You gotta support the corporate culture. Nobody wants to support your corporate culture. Your corporate culture sucks. Nobody wants to be there. Stop it. This isn't Google. And even there, I don't want to be. Ugh. I get social anxiety going into the store now. I hate it. I don't want to be around people. I don't want to be around anyone. That probably didn't sound very healthy. Yeah, but humans can be such a bore. such a bother. Oh, why do you say that like you're not human? I'm definitely human, unfortunately. Very human, violently human. I have a heart condition. Mystical creatures don't have heart conditions. I'm a fucking dude. 37-year-old man who is tired of this shit. Oh my god, I heard a report the other day that a giant meteor had just skirted right past us, and I was just like, aw. That was my first thought. Aw. Nothing fun ever happens here. I'm rooting for that giant. No, I'm kidding. I'm not rooting for the giant meteor. However, there's a funny story. Way back when I first started, fasting, and I first lost weight, I went out with a previous work colleague, and we were out chilling, and he was talking about this. I can't remember the name of it. It was something silly. The Church of the No Life Church. I don't know what it was called, but basically, it was some sort of organization, some sort of like. Like, you know how, like, the Church of Satanism really isn't the Church of Satan? Like, they don't actually worship Satan. They just say that because they're all a bunch of atheists and they just like being quirky or whatever. Although, shout out to the Church of Satan. You guys are doing the Lord's work. Proud of you. Keep fighting that good fight. I'll support you any way I can. Anyways. he was talking about this church, quote unquote, and about some of their tenets and how they're like, we dedicate to not having babies, to putting DNRs, getting a DNR, do not resuscitate if you don't know what that is, not procreating, not doing anything in order to further the human race because we are nothing but a plague on this planet. And I remember thinking, I was like, oh man, he's just so negative. I don't think I can ever hang out with him again because I'm on such a positive vibe, man. I'm on a positive road. I'm sunning my perineum every morning. Man, I'm so fucking positive, man. And then Trump, and then plague, and then kids in cages, and then January 6th, and then everything. And now I'm trying to hit him up like, hey man, are you still part of that organization? Do they take donations? What's the process for joining? Like, it's really depressing. You just go off, man, I don't want to fucking do this no more. Please don't make me wake up and do this crap. And now, of course, I'm here. I know there's going to be people who are going to be like, oh, my God, you can just quit anytime. Stop complaining. You fucking libtard. You lib cuck loser. Why are you complaining? There's so many people who want a job. Like, they don't want a job. People don't want a job. They just want food to eat. They want to be able to survive. That's it. A job isn't like, it's not the point. It's the means to an end. Not everybody wants to live in service to a corporate overlord. It's always mystified me that the guys who run around calling people cucks are the biggest cooks on the planet. Oh my God, I love you, Daddy Trump. Daddy Trump, will you come and can I lick your big Cheeto Chester balls, huh? Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'm getting very vulgar. I am supposed to be cutting down the adult content. Sorry. It's just frustrating, man. I don't understand these guys. They're like, oh, you guys just want free handouts, free handouts, free handouts, free handouts. What? Oh, we want less government control. Oh, not women's rights. It's not the woman's body. It's the baby's body, bitch. It's a fetus's body, number one, because a baby and a fetus are two completely separate things. You can't pull a baby out of his mother's arm. You can pull a baby out of the mother's arm, but you can't pull a fetus out of a woman. You'll kill her, and you'll kill the fetus. Stupid motherfucker. Can I have this conversation every goddamn time? I don't want to have the conversation more. I'm tired. I'm bored. This is a boring conversation. I want more. I want something else to do. It stinks. So, back to... Sorry, this is a rambling. I got a lot to say. Yeah. Deal with it. I will be getting back into fasting. I do still believe in fasting. It is just working this corporate job has completely distracted me. And that's not an excuse. It's not an excuse to let this corporate work kill you, but I have an adage, and that adage is the only time you ever waste is when you do something you don't want to do. If you sat and you stared at the sun for 3 hours and that's what you wanted to do, that is not wasted time. The only time you waste time is when you waste time doing something you didn't want to do in the fucking first place. I'm wasting time right now. My time is being wasted. Every day I do my tasks, and the next day I have no idea what I did. It doesn't matter. None of it matters. It doesn't matter. The world's on fire. Republicans are planning to fucking flip the elections come the midterms. Alex Jones is he's already riling up his people for insanity. I'm on TikTok, and all I see are expats. All I see are black people just, we renewed our passport. We got the fuck out of there. We got out of there so fast. Why would we stay? America is insane. Those people are fundamentally crazy. And they are. Oh my God, what is wrong with them? They're nuts. Oh man. I don't want to do this. I know I want to do something else. You know what I really want to do? Let me tell you my dream. I'll tell my dream. Maybe I can manifest it. Maybe I can spiritually manifest what it is that I want. I can tell you exactly what I want. What I want is I want a box gym. I want to buy a bunch of sleds. I want to buy a bunch of bam hammers. Shout out to Sean. Oh man, Sean, my boy. I would love to, I'm going to buy 100, 200 hammers from him. Buy a bunch of bam hammers, buy a bunch of weighted sleds. And what I would love to do is I'd like to start an obesity-focused gym. Obesity-focused. I focus primarily on obese individuals and helping them get their lives back. You come to my gym, I'm not going to give you abs. You're not going to get abs at my gym. No famous fighters work out at my gym. But you know who does work out at my gym? Bob. Bob, who, you know, has a insulin sensitivity issue. He's up somewhere upwards of 400 to 500 pounds. He has trouble walking. I'm gonna help Bob get his life back. I can't give you abs, dude. But you know what I can do? I can make sure that you're able to walk your daughter down the aisle. I can help you get back to the point where you can stand up and cook your dinner in the kitchen. I can help you get back out of the house again. I can give you back your life. If you want abs after that, I got plenty of contacts. I will cook you up. You can go to any one of these other gyms where I have good friends who work out there, and they will get you the abs you are looking for, but that's not my job. I don't care about your abs. I care about your life. I care about giving it back to you. That's it. That's what I want to do. That's what I want to. No, that's not what I want to do. Plenty of people talk about what they want to do. That is what I'm going to do. I'm going to do that. It might cost me everything. I might fail completely, but I'm going to try. I'm going to try my best. And I think I owe myself that. I owe myself that. I respect my job. I'm told to work at this time, work this many hours. I'm told to do this amount of tasks. I'm told to get these things done, and I do it. Because I, for whatever reason, even though my job doesn't respect me, I respect my job. I respect it. But I don't respect myself. I bail out on myself all the time. Hey, Craig, we're gonna do a fast this week. Hey, Craig, we're gonna start going to the sauna this week. Hey, Craig, we're gonna start walking at least 6,000 steps a day. Craig, hey, Craig, we're gonna make sure to meditate for at least 20 minutes a day because you know you're getting stressed out and your heart rate's starting to climb again. We're gonna meditate for at least 20 minutes a day. 20 minutes a day of sitting still and just meditating. And I won't even do that because I don't respect myself. I have no respect for myself. I have no respect for my time. So how is anybody else supposed to? I don't show myself respect, so why should anyone else respect me? I don't respect me either. That has to change. It's going to change with me. I'm going to make it change. It's going to be very uncomfortable. I'm going to start handing out no's like Jehovah's Witness pamphlets. No, motherfucker. No. Hey, Craig, can you? No. Hey, Craig, can you? No. Hey, Craig, no. I'm not doing that. That's basically it, man. That's it. I want something more. I demand it. I'm going to have it. I'm going to have to fight very hard for it. I hope you guys wish me luck. I hope you get to come by my gym too, man. That'd be awesome. I want the life that I want. I want the life. This is the life I want to do. This is the life I need. I want to wake up in the mid morning. I'll still get up at a reasonable time. I'll be up by about 10 o'clock in the morning. 10 o'clock, I'm up. I'll wake up. I'll go for a bike ride. I'll go bike ride. I love riding bikes. Go for a bike ride. Ride around for a little while. Enjoy that morning sun. Laugh at the children who have to go to school. Laugh at the people who are rushing to get to work because they slept in. Sorry, I'm kidding. Like, oh, hey, it's good to see you. Wave at you. Go for my bike ride. Come back home. Go ahead to the gym and just train. Oh, just train. I'll train with clients. I'll train with people. I'll train by myself. Just train. I'll train till about 4 o'clock, 4 or 5 o'clock. Then I'll get out. It'll be me and my brother then. Like, hey, Ryan, let's go get a bite to eat. We'll go get something to eat. Send him back once we're done eating. The next day, I'll wake up, bike again. But this time, I'll go and study the piano. I want to learn to play the piano. I don't know why. I like the piano. I have a friend. The guy, the creator of the Big Ass Nick on the Scooter video, he's actually my friend. I always liked watching him play the piano. It always looked just so much fun. Learn to play the piano. That's what I'm going to do. Learn to play the piano. Learn to cook. I cook, but not really. It's not really cooking. I know how to warm shit up. I can warm things. I can follow directions, but I don't really cook. I need to cook. I want to go travel. I want to remake the Green Book. Oh, so many things I want to do. So many dreams. So many plans. So many goals. Let me hope. But I can't just hope. I have to do. I have to commit. I have to inspect what I expect. So, you guys are going to be my accountability buddy. Buddies. Be my accountability buddies. I'm on TikTok. 404 King Pharaoh. I think that's it. Yeah, 404 King Pharaoh. It is a big, obnoxious black and white picture of me with a crown on. You can't miss it. Follow me on TikTok. I'm not on Facebook. Don't look for me there. That's wrong. I am on Facebook, and I'm definitely on Instagram, but I don't use them because I don't know how, and I'm old. Which is funny. I never got Facebook or Instagram to work for me, or Twitter, but TikTok seems to be doing pretty well before they ban my shit. I keep saying a lot of real weird fuck shit. Gotta stop doing that, man. Yo, my very, very first live got banned inside of 15 minutes. And the thing is, I wasn't even doing anything crazy. Like, I was recording a podcast. And it was me and the other podcasters talking. And they banned that shit. And I tried to appeal it. And they're like, oh, hell nah. This is staying banned. You have lost your live privileges for at least 2 weeks. So that kind of let me know that I have to clean it up. Gotta clean it up. I'm working on it. It's a journey I'm gonna have to restart again, but it's a necessary one. It's necessary. But I'm really happy to be back. I don't know how many of you guys are left post plague. I think everyone has been affected by the plague somehow. If you're not here anymore, I'm sorry. And if you're still here, I'm so happy. I'm really happy you're still here. And I still love you. I know. It's, what is it called? Love bombing? Don't do that. Yeah, I know. But it's not that kind of love. It's the kind of love you have when you see fellow humans continuing to strive despite the universe's indifference to their existence. You're proud of them. It's like, oh man, I'm so proud of you. Keep that shit up. Keep going. Keep moving. I'm so proud. That cool thing you did when you thought nobody saw, I saw. I felt it, and I was happy with you. That's the kind of love I got for you, man. I'm proud of you, man. I'm so proud of you. No homework. Not yet. I have my own homework I have to do. My homework right now is I have a week's vacation coming up next week. I'm going to record a few podcasts on this beautiful, beautiful Yeti mic. Oh my goodness, so crispy. probably record a few podcasts, get my passport together, because definitely gonna, I can't wait to get rich. If you say you're going to do something, you're going to have to just start doing it and hope for the best. I figure if I fail at all these things that I'm trying to do, it's okay. It's all right. I don't want to die with regrets. And the only regret I would have is if I didn't try my best. I've already almost died a couple times. I don't think I have it, but I don't think I have that many more tries left in me. I'm going to have to make something special. I'm going to have to do my best and try. And I hope you guys try with me. Anyways, guys, girls, sorry. I need to find a gender-neutral way to address the people. I love everyone, and I want everybody to be included. I'll figure it out. But for all of you people, I'm so happy to be back. Let's get to work. Fast King Pharaoh. Take it easy. Sorry. King Pharaoh. Just King Pharaoh.